program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Welcome, seekers, to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse's post-Dragon Con Divival wrap-up. Oh, this was the Atlanta Divival to end all Atlanta Divivals, and unfortunately, Seekers, I mean that literally. Oh, I don't know what it is about the specific gravity here in Atlanta, but this place just sucks. I haven't had a good time in this town since a Krakatoa East of Dobstown Divival that I put on back in 1997. Oh, but last week's Dragon Con Divival, however, was a screwed pooch from the get-go. Still, we were willing to try to pull it off, and then when we were doing our utmost... hell, if you really want to know what happened, read the alt.slack thread entitled Dragon Con Report. Oh, wah. Or better yet, just wait until Stan goes into it in painful detail on the Hour of Slack. Suffice to say that after that, I am over this hillbilly sump pit. Oh, but I'm torn. Shall I move away from Atlanta and take the whole funhouse with me? Or maybe just burn this stinking place to the filthy red clay ground for kicks? Or perhaps even both? Or shall I just smother it in cheese?
Okay, you're listening to Rural Words.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right, what we're doing tonight is a cheese show.
Return to cheese, return to cheese.
Yeah, about the cheesiest stuff you have ever heard tonight, so you're going to want to stay tuned.
And, you know, you got to say that sometimes you'll just love a show, love a song, because it is cheesy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know it's cheesy, you embrace that, and hopefully you'll love our show with the same fervor.
I hope so.
On with some cheese.
Every morning from your alarm clock warning and take the 8:15 to the city. There's a whistle up above and people pushing and people shoving. And the girls who try to look pretty. And if your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I'll be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business. Working overtime.
Work out. If it were easy as fishing, you could be a musician if you could make sounds loud and mellow. Get a second-hand guitar, and chances are you'll go far if you get it with the right bunch of fellas. People see you having fun.
Okay, as requested on alt.slack, here's a resumption of Susie's apparently all... unrelated music show. Bob's Slacktime Funhouse continues here on WREK Atlanta.
Job to get your pay. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day, and I'll be
taking care of business
every day. Every way,
taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business. Working overtime.
Work out. If it were easy as fishing, you could be a musician if you could make sounds loud and mellow. Get a second-hand guitar, and chances are you'll go far if you get it with the right bunch of fellas. People see you having fun with the lion in the sun. Tell them that you like it this way. It's the work that we avoid, and we're all self-employed. We love to work at nothing all day, and we be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business,
it's all mine.
Taking care of business, working overtime.
Work out. Get up every morning from your alarm clock, warn and take the 8:15 into the city. There's a whistle up above, and people pushing, people shoving, and the girls try to look pretty. And if your train's on time, you can get to work by 9 and start your slaving job to get your pay. And if you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I'll be
taking care of business
every day.
Taking care of business
in every way.
Taking care of business.
all mine.
A good time at the weenie roast. This is the kind of a party that I like the most.
We will roast those weenies in the fireplace. Get yourself a napkin. Get ready to feed your face.
They're delectable.
Right over there is a great big stack of buttered buns and toast.
With a blazing fire and a mustard pot, you can have such fun when you have a lot of weenies to roast.
We're gonna have such a good time at the weenie roast.
The weenie roast.
This is the kind of a party that I like the most.
I like the most. We will roast those weenies in the fireplace. Get yourself a napkin. Get ready to feed your face.
Right over there the machine is a great big stack of buttered buns to toast.
FCC required irritating noise.
Fire and
anyway.
A mustard pot. You can have such fun when you have a lot of weenies.
Come and get 'em
to roast.
Confess.
But that just makes it much more fun. I'm
change the name. And ever since then we've been confused while you keep playing your game. We're up here trying to plug it in. You make them feel ashamed.
Who cut the cheese in here?
Man,
that was
cheesy.
Yeah.
That was a cut from actually the late 60s.
But from a
rock musical called Salvation, which was not a Christian rock musical, but it was about Christianity. It doesn't seem, I don't know, yeah, it's hard to tell what they're going for, but that was C.C. Courtney, Bonnie Enton, and Peter Link doing a song called Honest Confessions Are Good for the Soul.
Before that, I'm not sure that who the artists are, but that was all about the weenie roast, and that was sent to me by my friend Matt, and boy, I love that song, but you gotta admit, that's a big old cheese dog, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Before that, in a similar vein, and if you look at it in a certain way, we have Martin Denny doing Bangkok Cockfight.
Ah, that's a lovely title.
Yeah, radio.
Before that was James B. and his Royal Jelly Orchestra doing their version or their take on Taking Care of Business. Before that was the Marquettes from their Batman-themed record from the late 60s doing The Bat Signal.
And before that, Otto Sieben doing Curly Shirley from the Music for TV Dinners. I highly recommend this series. They've got at least two. They may have more by now. I'm not sure.
Hope so.
Yeah, I love this.
If in case you didn't know, you're listening to the Rural War Room radio program on KABF 88.3 FM and KABF883.com.
And we're doing our Return to Cheese show. Coming up next, we got a little song that used to drive my brother crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. My little brother, when he was very young, when he would hear this song on the radio, he would run around like a crazy monkey, going, ba, 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 ba. So ever since then, we've called him Baba.
Aw. I'm sure he loves that you're telling us all that.
he actually calls himself Ba.
Oh,
so,
cool.
So this is going out to you, Baba.
Haji, 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 Haji Baba, Haji Baba. Haji Baba, Haji Baba, Haji Baba. He was always in love, in love, in love. Come to my tent, oh my beloved. Bring me your lips, warm as the sun. Hear my lament, oh my beloved. Come to my arms, oh wonderful one. Enter my heart and stay there forever. Lost in the spell of stars up above. And we'll delight the man, Haji Baba. Always in love, always in love. Haji, 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 Haji Baba, Haji Baba. Haji Baba, Haji Baba, Haji Baba. He was always in love, in love, in love.
deep in each soul, carefully hidden. There's a desire to be indiscreet. Haji has said, when love is forbidden, love is so sweet, love is so sweet. Haji, 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 Haji Baba, Haji Baba. Haji Baba, Haji Baba, Haji Baba. He was always in love, in love, in love, in love.
Those ghetto types get all the breaks. Rent control and food stamp stakes. Time we close that welfare zoo where ne'er-do-wells are well-to-do.
Give it back to those folks which have the good sense to be rich. Folks who aren't ashamed to say, I've got bucks and I'm okay.
It's the right time to be rich. It's the right time to make the switch. What you leave on your plate would feed a family of eight. You only have the best. Goodwill will pick up the rest. The right time to have a buck. It's a bad time to drive a truck. And you're not to blame for just playing the game.
As long as you don't perform real work,
you're allowed to go berserk.
The right time to take pains, not to pay on capital gains.
The guy who loads the dice
on his broker's advice,
he's where the buck should stop.
The lonely guy at the top.
The right time to reminisce.
It's a fine time to sing old melodies of those good times when we took our ease.
You on the third green.
A bad time for the dough when the rich are on a roll. When the good times hit a fever pitch, it's the right time.
It's the right time
to be rich.
It's the right time to be rich.
My bathroom is a private kind of place, very very special kind of place. The only place where I can stay, making faces at my face. My bathroom, my bathroom, is my very special room, where I crimp and fuss and groom, where I can get away from all and really feel in bloom. I'm free.
It's a hell of a way to do. What is it coming to? Hell salt and pepper. You and I are eggs and bacon. And unless I'm much mistaken, we're coffee and cream. We would seem to be sky and sunshine. We need both to make either one shine. You can't name a famous duo to compare with me and you. Oh, you and I are great together. So we face our fate together. So in tune, they'll wonder whether we're Rogers and Hart. If we part, there will be no show, sir. But together there are no two closer, no sir. We blend like chocolate and malt, salt and pepper. Yeah, pepper and salt. So we face our fate together. So in tune, they'll wonder whether we're Rogers and Hart. If we part, there will be no show, sir. But together, there are no two closer, no, sir. We blend like chocolate and malt, salt and pepper. Yeah, pepper and salt. Until the next time, I'm gonna get the girl. That's definite.
My mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy a pickle. I bought some chewing gum. Choo, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water, I bought some chewing gum. Choo, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Choo, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. Chewing gum, how I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water, I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Choo, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
That's out.
That was great.
Oh, you've got a strange concept of what great.
I like the Andrews sisters.
I love them, but this was an odd choice of material. This is a song called Chewing Chewgum.
How do you spell that?
C-H-O-O-M. Boy, you just try and get that out of your head over the next week. Oh, boy.
Chewgum. Before that was Sammy Davis Jr., one of our favorite artists here at Rural War Room, doing the theme from a film starring Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lawford called Salt and Pepper.
Sons of the Rat Pack. Before that, we had two songs from a great CD called Product Music. These are songs that came from a stage show presentation that was done for the American Standard Company. So all the songs are about toilet fixtures, bathroom fixtures. Excuse me, bathroom fixtures. They don't actually use the T word, except to talk about tub. Look at this tub. Oh, what a great song. And before that, My Bathroom is a Private Kind of Place. You know, the thing I'm upset about Product Music is that they didn't include the best one on the whole group of American Standard songs. That's one called Bathroom Revolution. Oh, yeah, it's as good
like
as it sounds.
The most important song.
It's even better than it sounds, and we've got it on a on a cassette tape, and as soon as we can free it up from the magnetic prison it's in, then we will we will lay it on you folks, because there's no punishment that we wouldn't deny you, that we wouldn't subject ourselves to first.
That's true. Let's see, before that was a cut from the landmark off-Broadway musical Doonesbury. Now, there's nothing like putting a comic strip on stage, huh?
What was the name of that?
The name of the song was It's the Right Time to Be Rich.
Funny how putting a comic strip on stage seems to fail every single time they do it since Little Abner, I guess.
Oh, Family Circus on stage.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
So what did we hear before that, Byron?
Before that, we started off with Ronnie Dovile doing a knockoff of the Nat King Cole hit Haji Baba. And that goes out to my brother Dale.
And was that it? That was it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So
what we're doing tonight.
More cheese coming. You can smell it.
Since it was so popular the first time, what we're doing tonight is a return to cheese, the cheesiest music that you never heard.
Some of it is painful, but, you know, some of it, we really love this stuff, and we can't escape it, so you got to turn and embrace it, because it's the only way you'll get that song out of your head.
That's true, and you got to have it, you know, you got to know, just a point of reference, you know, so we're going to try to present some of this stuff to you. Don't go anywhere.
Just like you got to have heart, you got to have cheese.
That's true.
Flying saucers in the air, saucers in the sky. I know they're circling around up there, and here's the reason why. Last night I dreamed I was away, walking through the hills. I dreamed I climbed the biggest mountain, picking up daffodils. Saucer came sailing straight at me. Oh, I ran as fast as I could run and hid behind the tree. They came down from outer space and landed one by one. They gathered by the leader then, and that's when it begun. Up to the Martian band.
and still a break of day. But when my clock struck half past six, the saucer sailed away. When I woke up the Sunday morn, my dancing shoes were thin. The damp old pills up on the floor proved where I had been. That's why I know they're circling there, waiting for my tone. And in my dreams I must obey, let them sail back home.
Across the sea, love from her land of mystery. Far Eastern sunrise shining in her eyes, eyes that are young but very wise. Sunday will hold you in her tiny arms, arms that are full of secret charms. Sandy will warm you when the night is cold. Sandy still love you when you're old. Come let Sandy love you, Mata Maracan.
Looking for a kid to beat. I hide here in this a holy court, and I dribble with the heads of kings. Here in these hands I hold a dinosaur's ball. It's potent in its manly strength. It's making history on my team, and it's deadly in its aim.
Terrible. I'm sorry.
it can be both in our twisted view of reality.
Oh, boy. That was a song from 1978 musical called The Runaways, a Broadway musical, which actually was the first thing that Diane Lane did, I think. She's in that. That was kind of odd.
Diane Lane, the wife of, what's his name, Bruce Dern?
The actress Diane Lane. Are they married? I don't know who she's married to.
Laura Dern's mom.
No.
The timing doesn't seem right.
No, the young blonde actress, Diane Lane. Yeah, she was... Never mind.
I'm the wrong guy to be asking.
Not Laura Dern's mom. No, that was from from the musical Runaways. It was called The Basketball Song, God Help It.
Did that have anything to do with the new wave punk group, The Runaways, Joan Jett.
No. Oh, okay. No. It would really crack me up if she had sang that song.
Yeah. Well, she still could. She's still performing.
She's still and she still looks the same, too.
Before that, again, from Music for TV Dinners, a wonderful song or a terrible song, depending on how you look at it. It could be both, you know.
It could.
There's a great duality in nature sometimes. And Gerhard Narholz doing Speaking Guitar.
Before that was Steve Martin doing a Beatles cover, Maxwell Silverhammer. Oh, Lord.
Best Beatles film so far, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Let's cast the Bee Gees. What do you think?
As long as we can put in, Peter Frampton with him. For that, Leo Addio and his orchestra featuring a ocarina trio doing Stumbling. That's from Space Age Pop Volume 3. That was in Stereo Action, The Sound Your Eyes Can Follow. Before that, that was a song called Sunday. I don't know who that's by. Thank you, Matt, for that piece of cheese. For that, Rod Rogers and the Swinging Strings doing That Martian Jubilee from Beat of the Traps. That's one of those song poems that has been turned into a priceless piece of gold.
Song poems. I love that expression.
Ham and cheese. Yeah. They go together, don't they?
They sure do, Yoli. Yeah. That sounds really good right about now. So in case you don't know, you're listening to Return to Cheese on the Rural War Room radio show.
I'm just giving into rumors. Evil rumors. I just don't know what I'm talking about. Okay.
If you would like to... Just rumors. It's all rumors. If you'd like to check us out on the web, we are at myspace.com/ruralwarroom. And my name is Donovan Suit.
My name is Byron Werner.
I don't think we told him that yet, did we?
We're so happy to be here playing this unusual music for you. Where else are you going to hear stuff like this?
Nowhere. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes, so don't go anywhere. This is KABF88.3.com and KABF88.3. I said that, didn't I? You're fired.
You've been listening to St. Byron Werner and the Rural War Room Cheese Show Part 1 from our subgenius sister station in Little Rock, who gives a flip? This is WREK Atlanta, and this is Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. but one of the many tentacled arms of the subgenius radio monster. Ooh, and what with the electroweb or whatever that computer thing is called, subgenius podcasts are popping up all over, too. Oh, I don't know if I've mentioned it on the Air Seekers, but there are extensive archives of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse available on the electroweb at www.radioforall.net. And that's a numeral four, not spelled out. Radioforall.net has dozens and dozens of shows by the Lymph Node Institute and me, Reverend Susie the Floozy, your little bimbo buddy. And ever since Doc Ellis disappeared like Ambrose Bierce, I haven't had a way to update the archives here at radioforall.net. But now with Lord Cyclohexane aboard as chief archivist, the slack has definitely been more than picked up. Oh, we'll be updating that, or at least Cyclohexane will be, and I can't thank him enough for that. And if you'd like to know more about the Church of the Subgenius and General Seekers, it's always as close as subgenius.com. So why don't you just pull up a slice of Velveeta over you and have some sweet, cheesy dreams. Good night, Seekers. Don't talk to me about Atlanta.